Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
This is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today in my non-mobile studio, looking at a dark, cloudy Chattanooga sky. Looks like it's gonna rain again, yeah, but that's okay, because it makes the flowers grow and the plants and the things that we like to eat. Yes, indeedy doody, especially watermelon. This is the season for watermelon. May, June, and July, and that's the very last part up to August, the best watermelon season that I know of in the United States of America. I don't know what you think about that, but that's what I think about that. I hope you're doing well wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, and I hope all is going okie dokie for you. Today's episode is entitled, Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. I'm pretty sure y'all baby boomers out there have heard that expression one or two or a few times. Here today, gone tomorrow. Yes, the last episode was, oh, to be young and strong again. And this one, I thought, well, I got to thinking about it. And it's like, well, we're not young and we're not strong. Some of us may be as strong as we were when we were younger. I wish I was, but I am not. But got me thinking about here today and gone tomorrow. Have you ever considered how much time you got left on this here planet? We all have an expiration date. We don't know when that's going to be, most of us. Some of us get a little hint if we have some kind of ailment, and they give you a speculation on how much time. Sometimes we don't know at all. You just get up someday, and or you don't. Or you go across the street, and some crazy driver decides to not give the pedestrian right away, or you, who knows what happens, but that's the expression, isn't it? Here today and gone tomorrow. So are you making the best of today? I didn't want to make this a gloom and doom type episode, so I'm not trying to bring you down. Yes, this is a motivational podcast, and I try to lift up my tribe and encourage you, and that's what I want to do. I want to encourage you to make the most out of what you have today, right now, because you don't know when you're going to be gone from this planet. You don't know if you're going to have another tomorrow. But you do know you have today. You are listening to me right now. You have breath. You have hope. I heard a preacher man say a long, long time ago, he said that you should plan your life like you're going to be around for 100 years. And you should live your life like this is your last day. What does that mean? What I've learned and come to find that it means is that you shouldn't just get up each day thinking it may be your last and, well, I'll just kind of muddle on through. I know when I was a young baby boomer, or a middle of the road baby boomer, kind of coming up in my adult life, I got a hold of a church that was talking about Jesus coming back any minute now. Jesus coming back any minute now. Maybe some of y'all heard about those, you know, the 88 reasons why Christ was coming back in 88. And then the next year they made a book called 89 Reasons Why Jesus Was Coming in 89, because he didn't come in 88. Now, I'm not saying my Lord delays his coming. No, I'm not. But I am saying no man knows the day or the hour. But we seem to try to keep guessing. So we figured, well, there's no sense in getting a college degree. There's no sense in starting a business. There's no sense in going after your dream and goal and passion, because, well, the Lord's coming any minute and the kingdom will be here and everything will be easy. Some people think that now when they accept the Lord as their Savior, but they must not be getting the memo or reading the red letters where we were told it ain't gonna be hi-ho, what easy road we go. No, life is better when you get the whole concept of what God is offering us in the promises. Is Bobby preaching today? Well, yeah, I am a little bit, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're not a believer, don't mean to offend. I'm not pushing you to believe what I believe. I'm just telling you that I believe, and I believe I have some good principles, even if you are not of the persuasion of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, even if you're walking in a different faith. I think think I got some principles here about here today and gone tomorrow and living your life to the best potential that you can right now. I'm saying don't squander your life. I know some of us baby boomers, and that's why I wanted to have this show and encourage us, because I know, and I'm talking about, I am the avatar, as they say, for Bobby the Boomer. I'm the guy that I'm speaking to. This is mostly, this is a great self therapy session for me. I get to talk through some things that I'm trying to work out. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only baby boomer in this planet or on this planet that's had some of these problems and walked through some of these issues. I might have some uniqueness, or I do have some uniqueness that y'all don't have, as far as like the way I chose, things I've chosen in my life, the path I've taken. But I know that we've had different experiences, and I know we've had similar experiences, and I know a lot of us have had quite similar experiences. What I'm talking about is, you know, some of us baby boomers lived a perfect life. God bless you if you have, if you had everything mapped out for you, if you had the silver spoon born in your, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. I don't know how you learn how to talk, the spoon in your mouth, you know what I mean. Anyhow, just trying to be funny. Maybe you had it made. Maybe your parents were just Ozzie and Harriet parents, Leave It to Beaver, you know, June and Ward. Maybe they were the perfect parents. Maybe they had all the money in the world and gave you all the opportunities and everything was great. And you're living a good life right now, and you're enjoying today, and you're not worried about being gone tomorrow because things are pretty good right now. But you're going to be gone. Everybody has an expiration date. So what are you doing with that? And if you haven't been raised in a perfect family, in a perfect environment, you didn't have everything given to you, you didn't have everything put down in front of you on a silver platter, well, sometimes life is hard. Sometimes you got to work for what you get. And I've found that if you work for what you get and you earn it, it's more appreciated than sometimes when things are given to you all the time. We have a lot of examples of people that have been given everything all their life. Then are they grateful? Are they appreciative? Are they kind to other people? Well, some of them are, but a whole lot of them aren't. So I want to encourage you to not beat yourself up. I've been doing a lot of that soul searching about beating myself up and having regrets in my life and making mistakes and bad choices. And you know what that gets you? It don't get you nothing. It might get you some gray hairs. It might even lose you some hairs. It might just get you some sleepless nights, and it might just waste time. I've talked about all those things in prior episodes. You can go back in the show notes, listen to those later. But right now, I'm talking about right now. What are you doing right now to enjoy today? What are you doing right now to work towards something that you've always dreamed, a dream, a goal, a passion? If you've wanted to do something, you wanted to go somewhere, have you looked into that? Have you decided? I have been working on that with me and the missus. We have been kind of up in the air about where we want to be. What are we going to do with the rest of our life? We're doing that planning thing where we're trying to figure out where we want to end when we end. And we're coming up with, at least my wife's already always and has known for as long as I've known her, that family is important. I talked about that with Family One, Part Two, a few episodes back. You can listen to those as well. Talked about how I've learned the importance of family. If you already know the importance of family, then maybe you've already been where we are right now, or where I am right now. We're trying to decide on where we want to settle. We're looking about what we want to do, where we want to go. Do we want to stay here? We have a nice church family. Yes, and I did talk about, for those that don't have family, that you can create families out of churches and communities and things. And we're helping lots of people in Chattanooga through ministries and things. We're enjoying that very much. But we're missing our kin. We're missing our children. We're missing the two grandchildren that we have. We're missing out on my mama and how much time she's got left on this planet. She enjoys every day. Yes, she does. She enjoys every single day. And I want to find out what it is we all have a purpose in life. We all have goals and dreams and passions, but we don't have a forever time to do all that. You know, a lot of times you keep thinking, I wish I coulda, shoulda, woulda, and then the sands on the hourglass run out. That's why I hear the stories of the people on their deathbed that wish they coulda spent some more time with their family, wish they coulda had a better marriage, wish they had some time to do some nice things, kinder things, more important things for the human race than just work, 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 or whatever it was that they were striving at and working at and doing, that just spent most of their time, and then their inbox was still fuller or higher. There was more stuff in their inbox than there was in their outbox. And I have never heard anyone or any stories of a person saying, I wish I spent one more hour at work. I wish I could have done one more thing for the boss. Unless you were your own boss, you had ministry, and you were doing stuff for the Lord, well, then he would have been your boss, huh? Not you. But anyhow, that's a different story. So, I want to encourage you on that today. I just got to thinking about it. That's how I do most of my episodes anyhow. I get a thought in my head, and then I write down the title. Sometimes I'm in bed, and I get this thinking about the episode that I did just the other day, like the one I did just the other day, and I get up and say, hey, I got another episode. And this episode turned out to be Here Today and Gone Tomorrow. And while I was thinking about this episode, doing it on the way into the JOB and my parking spot of my non-mobile studio, I got the next episode lined up too, but I'm going to let you wait for that one until the next episode. But this is what I have for you today. I hope you do. Enjoy today. Live in the present. Plan your life like you're going to be around 100 years. You got a dream, a goal, or a passion that you haven't got around to? Get around to it. Start it. Start something. Look it up. Look it up. See how you could get it done. Get her done. Check on tickets of places that you, if you have a place you want to go to, check on how much it'll cost to get there. Whether it's airplane, bus, ferry boat, cruiser boat, whatever it is. If on foot, figure out how long it's going to take you, how much it's going to cost. If you got a dream, a goal, or passion that includes learning something, we'll start looking at how do I. There are so many things on the interwebs and YouTubes and videos. All sorts of wonderful things that'll get you going so that you can enjoy today before tomorrow comes. Because here today, gone tomorrow, we want to get things done before we're gone, don't we? Baby boomers, I encourage you to do that. I hope you have a good day, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this. And I hope you will come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.